Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Let's get started. I have a lot to say.
I bet you do.
I got a lot to say about this one.
Oh, I have a new idea. You start first, but I have a new idea of something I want to do every episode now.
All right. So are you going to talk about it while
you talk first? You talk first, and then I'll tell you guys. I'm going to spring it on you.
Oh my God. Okay. I don't know. This episode was, what can I say? How can I encapsulate this? Danielle, you want to do the recap and then we'll dive into it.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. This is season 3, episode 15, Face Off, air date February 18th, 2003. Grandma Gilmore, aka Trix, is in town for a visit, and it has Emily all riled up. But then the tables have turned as Emily sees something she shouldn't have. Rory gets annoyed by Jess's reluctance to call and decides to go to Stars Hollow hockey game with Lane and her fake boyfriend, but then sees Dean with somebody new. And speaking of Lane, her and Dave have a whole new dating plan set in place.
Directed by Kenny Ortega. Not a typical Kenny Ortega.
No.
Yeah, there's no dancing or singing in this episode.
Wait, I can't get a read if Scott loved it or hated it.
Yeah. I don't know that episode really hit my demo.
Correct.
I think it hits a much younger demo, obviously. Because we spent so much time. Look, when you take the drummer, when you take the lead singer and the drummer away, and separate them, and they're in different bands and they're playing with different players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you kind of lose the thread a little bit. I you know, it just proved to me how important the mother-daughter relationship is. And when you separate these two this much in an episode and leave them with other players, you know, it's entertaining, but it kind of felt like it went off the spine of what Gilmore Girls is. And it went into kid world and really, really delved in there. Cause now we have Dean, the Dean situation, the Jess situation, you know, it reflects what the mother has been going through. And it's like, you know, the apple not falling too far from the tree with their choices of men and right. You know, all those lessons learned and, or are not learned yet. And then of course you introduce the most abhorrent character in the history of television and Trixie. And I just didn't get the satisfaction I was looking for in that encounter.
Oh yeah.
And that resolution. And I just thought, listen, do you want to go chronologically or you want to listen to me?
Yeah. Okay.
For half an hour.
No, so. I love listening to you bitch. It wasn't my favorite, but I liked it and I got some really good laughs. Let me ask you this about Trixie, because I think I have a theory.
Okay.
Because I love Marion Ross. So she is very unlikable, right? And a little bit over the top. But I love what happens as a result of her. So because of her, I love what was happening with Lorelai and Emily. And because of her, we got that hysterical scene at the end with Richard and Lorelai. So is there any chance?
I think that whole thing, sorry to cut you off, but
no,
for me, that was built on a house of cards.
Mm.
And it just didn't hold up for me. I think the structure, I knew what they were going for and trying to build, but it was such a weak foundation to begin with. That it just fell apart for me. And I didn't take the journey that they were trying to take us on. And I actually screamed out at Emily, like, you do not owe that, you know what, an apology. Stop apologizing. Don't apologize.
Interesting. Okay. And
I thought that there was a chance for some real hard-edged drama here. Like even melodrama, which I was like dying for because I wasn't getting it.
Interesting.
You know, I wanted a high quality melodrama instead of what I considered to be low quality melodrama from the kids. I'm like, can the adults in the room please just like, let's go.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on, hit the accelerator here and let Emily have her runway and let her just go off on that woman.
Fair criticism, because I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
I liked it and I had some really good laughs. Danielle and Tara, you got to tell us what you think, because I see what you're saying, though, Scott. You wanted real emotion where it was very campy.
Yes,
I see what you're saying.
I wanted it to be. I mean, listen, all of this stuff, the fake boyfriend, the Mrs. Kim, all that stuff. I mean, it's really straining credulity here in that we're supposed to buy into this world, right? And that Lane is in this bizarre situation. Everybody's in this bizarre situation. And like now we're tolerating Jess again. And then, you know, Taylor with the wacky hockey stuff and his brother and the whole thing. I just thought it was kind of clumsily, ham-handedly done.
Too much of that. Whereas typically in an episode we get one or two of those things, and then they're very funny. In this one, it was like, because you've got Taylor, you've got the fake boyfriend, you've got Trix, who is campy, you've got a little of Kirk being the like a sports announcer and doesn't know the sport. Right. So it's I see what you're saying. It's too much.
It wasn't grounded.
It was all comedy or attempted comedy.
Right. Like, let's go for these. Here, look, we're in another wacky situation. Ha, ha, ha. But I just didn't think the execution was there. I didn't think the writing was there. I didn't think, and I'm not going to go along on the Trixie ride if Emily feels like she has to apologize. I thought people were out of character.
Okay, fair. Okay, so this, This is very exciting. This is very exciting. We've got so much to debate. So first, Danielle and Tara, give us your overall impressions. Then I will drop the bomb of the new something that we're going to do every episode. So because I think it's going to be perfect for this episode. So first, y'all's overview. What did you think?
With a title like Face Off, I was expecting some kind of fist throwing, you know, like some kind of actual fight. So I was a little let down from there. I was just waiting for the Dean Jess scene where they're going to just like pummel each other. I was just waiting for it. Didn't happen. It's okay. I'm over it. But outside of that, I did like the episode. I thought it was fun. I thought it was cute and interesting. But I do hear what you're saying, Scott, with every character being outside of themselves. You're so right. Like every single character was different than who they usually are.
Right.
You know,
right. I thought it weakened everybody. The only time, I mean, I laughed out loud a couple of times. I thought it was hysterically funny when Lorelai said that's when she was coming in, the maid asked her to come in and talk to the old ladies. She said, that's a deep philosophical question. Then she starts backing up. I mean, that was like, for me, that was the moment of the whole thing.
I mean, I did have some belly laughs, like laughs. Yeah,
without a question.
But the part I will agree with is there was very little drama in the dramedy in this episode that was like really heartfelt. A little bit with Rory. Okay, so Tara, you tell us your thought, and then I'm just so excited for my bomb to drop.
I mean, kind of the same as Danielle. Like, I really enjoyed it. I think also just having seen the series so many times, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about this one. And then I was like entertained by it. But when you put it that way, everyone was a little out of character. For me, when I was watching it last night, I was like, this is really entertaining. I forgot about, like, this is where we see Lindsay and all that stuff. And I forgot the Gran and her boyfriend.
I melted with Adam Brody. We'll get to it later, but he
was out of character.
You're right,
because he wasn't cool and we're so used to him being cool. I did think it was hilarious that he went running over there.
You know, that when the camera on that close up of him after Lane leaves with young Chu on the fake date. And then they cut to Dave Rogowski, and he's like, he looks like, well, what's going on? Give me a break here.
He looked bummed, right?
It's like, come on, don't destroy his character. And another beef I have is, what the heck is Jess doing behind the counter having a scene with Rory? That was a big moment for the show.
In the beginning?
You mean because he was working behind the counter?
Exactly.
Wait, why?
Because he was talking to Jess. I felt, I started feeling a little territorial. And I know it sounds ridiculous.
He's your nephew!
I understand that. But to do a scene, to choose to do a scene with him behind the counter was like, I don't know.
Interesting. Because when you said that, I noticed that,
but he's been behind the counter before.
Yeah, he has.
When you're
he's
gone.
Worked there before.
He's done the register before when you're upstairs or gone.
I don't know.
Whatever.
And he served food.
Everything was a little off for me in that episode.
I'm not going to disagree with you. I'm not
you know one thing that wasn't off? Marion Ross's name was spelled right.
I noticed that too.
I actually thought about that too. Okay.
It's just to me, it's like, how can anybody, even if they're elderly, be that unconscious to how obnoxious and abusive they are being to Emily? I mean,
it's very over the top.
And that scene in the kitchen with Lorelai, I telling her about the jogger kiss, you know, the guy in the jogger
right.
She goes, now I have my moment. And then Lorelai convinces her not to do it. And, you know, I just thought, let her go do it. Get out of her way. Let the scene happen. Let it fly, man. I mean, she earned this over two and a half years of taking crap off that woman. The audience wants, I mean, I'm the audience.
More like 40 years. She's been taking crap from that woman for 40 years.
But give it to her. Let her unleash.
The one part that doesn't track for me with Trix is, Trix is so, you know, she's a fancy lady who has perfect manners and so proper. So even if she hates Emily, somebody like that would never do it in front of their friends because it would be so rude that they would judge that. Do you know what I mean? That would be something she would only do when it's just the family. So that was the part that I thought, oh, she wouldn't, you know, like a mean old bitch is so perfect at a party. Do you know what I mean? So that was the part that I was like, oh, she's not going to do that with those, you know, grannies there.
Right.
Okay.
Who all looked like they were going to a funeral.
I know. They all looked so, I know. I know.
It was awful.
It was awful to look at.
Why were they like that? They were no, golden girls.
No. All right, Amy, what's your bomb?
So here's my idea. Now, I don't have a name for it yet. We have to come up with a name. But I think, this is new, everybody. This is new. We're keeping it fresh. Okay, so each week, before we start kind of going through it chronologically, I want to do a quick high-low or like what made the biggest impression on you and what was your bone to pick. Because last episode, when we did the bone to pick, people really seemed to like that. Mm-hmm. They wrote all about it with their, if they agreed or disagreed with our bones to pick. So I feel like we need to do our, each of us.
But we just did that.
Well, no, because I didn't give my thing that really landed on me, which was, what was going on at the end with Rory?
The phone call?
No, when she comes home. So Jess is all awesome and she picks her up.
No, Jess blew it. No, Jess so wasn't awesome.
I had the weirdest.
That was a Hail Mary.
Yes.
That was a total Hail Mary, and she didn't buy into it. She was still hurt. And she was still hurting because Dean was gone now.
Okay, so that is, okay. So like that she, is what she, I
at
thought.
That, in that moment, like I had a good one. I let it go for this loser. And that could, look how he's treating me.
Okay,
She's a sensitive young girl.
That she was sort of mopey about Dean, but I had a weird moment where I'm like, did they have sex? And she said,
yes, same. Oh my God, is it taking you back? 100%, Amy, 100%. I just almost said that, and you said it before me. I agree with you. I was like, did they have sex? And then she was like, regretted it kind of because he's not treating her right.
Yeah.
Was it taking you back to the episode? I think it was last episode or the very end where they're silent?
Well, and then she told Lorelai, like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And then she was all weird with Lorelai and scurried off. So I was like having this weird moment, although I do agree with Scott that I do think she's bummed about Dean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so weird.
I kind of had to slow clap Dean in this episode. Like, gotta, you know, give it to him. I'm so happy for Dean.
Slow clap Dean. Yeah. Dean was awesome in this episode because he's got the new girlfriend. He's totally confident in it. But still was so sweet and cool to Rory, his friend. Mm-hmm. It was like, this guy, what?
And he looked good in that hockey uniform. Okay. All right, Dean, I see you.
Right.
So does anyone else have something that they either, that really stood out to them that we'll discuss further when we get to it, or like a major bone to pick?
I do have something that landed on me. Like, to think. But it's at the very end. Do we want to go ahead?
That's okay. Because this is going to get excited. People are going to get so excited.
Okay. My bone to pick led to my aha moment. So the bone to pick was the Emily and Trick stuff. It felt overplayed to me and the same old shtick over and over and over again. But the very, very end landed on me when Emily was like, I'm lonely too. Did it ever think, you know, did it ever come across to you? Or did you ever think that maybe I'm feeling the same way, that I'm lonely and that you hurt me? And it was just a very vulnerable moment for her character, which I still think it stuck true to who she is as a character, Emily. But it just made me like, oh man, she's like giving her truth in that moment. Mm-hmm, and that scene landed on me.
Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off and I need something that works fast. That's where Astapro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray, and it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. Visit A-S-T-E-P-R-O-allergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know what the scene that bothered me the most? You want to know my largest bone?
Please.
Of the boneyard, because this was a boneyard for me. A lot of bones. but the biggest bone is Lorelai and Richard sitting on the couch after the sort of the reconciliation speech from Emily with the tricks, which I didn't buy. And now she's going downstairs to get the tea. Before she arrives, before she comes downstairs, Richard starts laughing and the jokes. I have a daddy now, and ha ha ha.
All right.
Without one mention of how his wife has been humiliated, how she's been feeling.
Right.
I mean, he just looked. I thought Richard.
She said, "Give mom break because Graham is so tough on her."
But so gently, so deferentially, and Emily so deferential to this woman, and Lorelai so deferential to her father, and him being so completely oblivious to the harm this is causing his own wife. Again, he just comes off to me like some spoiled, unconscious little boy who's so enamored of his mommy. Right. And mommy is okay, and she can do anything she wants and run roughshod over my wife for 40 years. And he sits there and laughs about a moment with a kiss with the jogging suit instead of, you know, tapping into what his wife is going
through. Well, this has been your one bone to pick with Richard, think, the whole series. You'd have never liked that he is so...
I don't like a mama's boy. I can't stand it.
Yeah, he's very deferential to Graham.
It's just... I'm sorry.
It's a very fair criticism. Because...
And I'm sitting here. Listen, I understand that these scenes are well written. They're beautifully acted. They're funny. And I think a lot of people in the audience love these scenes. I get that. I can't enjoy them. I don't enjoy them at all.
Yeah, no.
You know what I enjoy? I enjoy the possibility that Emily is finally going to take action. I wanted her to dump that ice cake over her head. And she didn't. And I was like, gosh darn it. She's singing songs and then she gets, you know, they didn't give her enough sort of revenge.
Right.
And I understand it's an elderly woman. You can't go off on an elderly woman. She might.
And she's like the matriarch. She's like the Gilmore matriarch.
And she's protecting Rory, and maybe Rory's going to inherit something or whatever. So she's got to be very careful. But I think it was justified. And it was the last time I'll say it. I think she was justified in having a little.
You know what?
A little bigger sort of freak out on Graham than she had.
I'm glad
she
didn't you mentioned money a little bit, because it's would be one thing if these guys were all like broke as jokes and Graham was the was the purse strings and had all the money. But like Richard has made his own money.
Right.
So that is like they're not beholden to Graham to take, you know, not that you should be that way, but I think some people are like, you know, whatever the word is, if they can't afford their bills, if this person isn't funding them, but that's not the case with the Gilmores.
And Lorelai's sitting there witnessing this. She came in and met the women, and Graham did it. And, you know, she humiliated Emily in front of her own daughter, in front of her own friend. And what does Emily do? And Lorelai doesn't chirp at her at all. Say, hey, Graham, you know, why don't you take it down a notch?
I don't think it was like the worst thing ever to say that Graham kissed a dude. Do you know what I mean? Like, it seems like there's so many more worse things. It was almost like juicy. And
I
like,
didn't hate it.
The old ladies could have had a real good time talking about it. But instead it was this horrific thing.
Emily is so utterly... filled with ammo when it comes to anybody crossing her own daughter, anybody else.
Right.
Some of the greatest speeches and comebacks have come out of Emily's mouth.
That's very true.
Yet she cannot muster a couple of paragraphs of like, back the hell off and don't talk to me that way in front of her own daughter, to Graham.
Right.
And she's the one that is so capable of doing that. She's proved that throughout the show. Lorelai can do it.
Right.
Rory's learning to do it.
It is tough, though. Like, I can't imagine saying that to my mother-in-law. You know, there is a level. No, I can't. I mean,
we talked about that when Graham first showed up.
She's also a saint, so I don't have like that, that like, you know, correlation to the scenario, but. When it comes to your mother-in-law, at least like being, you know, married to my husband, that's my mother-in-law. There is a level of respect that you have to deal with. And I don't know. That's the only thing.
We've always said that theory about the mother-in-law, that she just can't cross the mother-in-law.
Yeah, but that doesn't give the mother-in-law the right to call
totally
you an idiot
totally
with every word coming out of her mouth. I mean, it's not only just calling her idiot. She hates Emily with every fiber of her being. Everything she said.
So
there is no quarter given to Emily at all.
Bottom line, it is Richard's place to step up and
But he's never done it. I agree with Scott's bone to pick.
Like, that is a great bone.
So here's the big. This is what I'm getting at. Okay. No wonder Lorelai got the hell out of there.
Right. Because
that's a crazy house right there.
Yeah.
And can you imagine what it was like back then when everybody had more energy?
Right.
Oh, God.
When Graham was younger, when right. Richard was younger. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine?
And Graham is nuts. I mean, I know. Okay, in a minute, we're going to go back to the beginning of the episode. But Graham's
nuts. That's a mental institution.
With the bringing her own
mattress. She got the
heck out. Right. Graham's bringing her own mattress in. Right. And, her, you know, right. Graham is nuts.
So now she's in Stars Hollow, which is like a breath of fresh air. Thank God. Oh, I'm away from these nuts. These nut jobs. who think they're better than everybody. I mean, you thought my mother and dad were bad. You should see my grandmother.
Oh, my God.
She's impossible. It's like she walked out of the 1700s. It's like, what is happening with these people? So she got the hell out. And gosh darn it, I don't blame her. Stay away. Don't go back. Yeah. It's like, get a second job and pay for Chilton yourself. Do not take this money anymore from these crazy people.
You okay, know, let's go back to the beginning of the episode.
You talk about people with their heads so far up, you know what? It's unbelievable. She had to get out, right? Noted. Right.
So now we will go through it. So we start in with Dosey talking to Lorelai about his upcoming family reunion, which I did find funny. All the family reunion stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Taylor. I mean, Taylor being Taylor all the time. He's always Taylor. Well, don't keep me waiting because I have many things to do today.
Yeah. And his brother was so mean. Right. His brother was so mean.
I have a theory that Luke and Taylor's brother would be BFF. They both just hate Taylor. They're like, what's wrong with this guy?
Yeah, but it wouldn't have been. I think they missed a big opportunity with Taylor's brother. I thought it was really cliche. And such an obvious choice to make him that way. Mm-hmm. I wanted Taylor's brother to be exactly like Taylor. It would have been hysterical.
Oh, instead, I see what you're saying.
Give him a brother that is exactly like him.
That would be funny.
Right. And see which one is more like persnickety. You know what I mean? And, and more detailed and more anal. I mean, it would have been like, you think I'm bad, Laura. Where do you meet my brother? You know what I mean? And then there's just like, it's like, give me a Taylor on steroids, you know?
Yeah, that actually would have been, instead we get sort of the average normal guy that's just like, Taylor, you're nuts. See everybody in 2 hours, have a cocktail.
Yeah, because the show calls for it. The show allows you that sort of, it's detached from reality enough where you could get a Taylor on steroids.
So,
it would have been very funny.
So then we move from that scene, which I thought was very funny. This was in the diner. So we kind of jumped around with the family reunion stuff. But we go to Friday night dinner. And this is where Rory and Lorelai are just eating so fast. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Then we find out they both have plans and dates. And I just thought the funniest part is like Emily's like, well, we'll just sit here until you tell me what's going on. Like.
Also, when they're at the table, the two of them by themselves, and they're like, you're being obvious. Like, you're supposed to eat fast, but like, you're way too obvious.
Okay, again, completely insulting to Emily. Hurt her feelings. That's her granddaughter wanting out. I don't want to be with you. I don't want to be here. I want to get the hell out.
So I didn't take it so harshly.
I didn't either.
I found that behavior offensive.
Oh, and I think I thought it was more amusing because it's Friday night and these guys have dates. And I actually think if they would have told Emily, she would have been like, cool.
You know, I've never felt, I start feeling sorry for Emily. I mean, she's just getting dumped on by everybody.
True, true. By her own husband, in this episode, and she misses,
her granddaughter, now and Graham. I mean, she's getting it from all sides. Nobody wants anything to do with her. And then they have that pathetic scene where she goes to the inn and, oh, Graham won't let me. She kicked me out of the house. You know, I mean, like, what is happening here?
It wasn't
like what?
Yeah, Graham really makes Emily not Emily. Like the Emily we know and love to hate is completely lost with Graham because she just puts her into a whole dither and she can't function.
Right. And I get that. There are people that you meet in your life that sort of turn you into something that you're not. But this is a television show.
Right.
Can we please just stop with this? Anyway.
I thought what was interesting is we have a mention of Alex because, okay, so people on Instagram were mad at me because I can't remember about how it ends with Alex, but sometimes I can't remember everything. So we have a mention of Alex that she's going out with Alex, but yeah. There's no Alex. So I think, Scott, you were right. And I can't remember if Billy mentioned it, that he probably did get another job.
Yeah.
He's like, well,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know that Lauren wanted more of him, right?
Right. Like they probably did want him and he probably was like doing another show because yeah, it's not like they're still talking about him.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Okay. So, and then we sort of get the inkling of Jess not calling, which I thought was like,
huh. I thought it was out of character for him to not call her.
Really?
Yeah. Only because they're
so in love. Yeah.
Only because like he's been so on her with like, you know, Dean's around and this and that, that I,
okay. Fair.
Like, I feel like he's been really like, tell me everything. What are you doing? And so if he wants communication, then like, why isn't he just giving her a call when he gets off of work?
Right. I'm working a double. Right. It was a little weird.
Absolutely right. You know, they get these kids. Look, I remember being young and falling in love. And there was, you want to be with that person. I mean, when it's new and it's fresh and you're establishing your relationship. Yeah, you don't not call somebody.
Well, Jess isn't an asshole. Sorry, you have to say that?
Oh, apparently he is. And apparently he's proving that he is.
Well, he used to be. He was such a bad boy, you know?
Bad boy is different than ass.
But what is he? He's not calling her because he has some deep-seated psychological problems.
He's just not thinking about it, or they've messed up the character because the character we know would have called.
So
about this. He was dating what's her doozy? What was that girl at the
Shane?
Shane. Yeah.
He was so righteous that he wasn't even going to like kiss Rory or date Rory until he went and did the right thing, which was to break up with Shane.
Right.
Jess is a good guy. He's kind of a bad boy, but like, you know, or the town like hoodlum, as they once said. But like, he would have checked in with Rory. He would have been like, I'm working late. Cause like, who cares?
Right. Do you know what I expected? I expected this behavior to be explained at the end of the episode to her in that scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, you know, something, you know, I had a bad phone call with my mom. My mom went into the hospital. Had to be something to throw him off because he was so different.
Yeah.
He was like a completely different person acting like he's got these deep-seated psychological problems or some secret that he's not revealing or some family mess that's happening that's affecting him. But it's like, we're not getting any explanation for this other than, okay, now he's a creep again.
That's right. Like it's giving us sort of this reason to kind of, oh, Dean, it's almost like the writers knew they wanted Rory to be conflicted or to be, you know, a little bit sad that Dean's got Lindsay. But like then the way they got us to it is a little off because Jess isn't a jerk.
He is now. He's back to being a jerk.
Yeah. He
ignored his girlfriend over the entire weekend until his girlfriend's mother had to kind of reprimand him.
So what did you think of that, Scott? What did you think of that?
I'm sorry. This episode just did not get off the ground. It didn't get off the ground at all. It stayed on the runway and I was waiting for it to fly and it just, none of it, there was no logic to it.
Like cohesion? Is that the word? Like it was sort of all.
There was no emotional logic to it. I couldn't. You know, I didn't understand why these people were acting this way. And these are characters that I love and I care about and who I think are brilliant characters. But they were not behaving like themselves in this episode. And I didn't get a really good explanation as to why.
Yeah. What did everybody think about Lorelai twice sort of having words with Jess, kind of giving him advice? It felt like a big overstep. Like, I don't know a lot of moms that are going to be like,
I agree.
My daughter's the best, and you should be calling her. And she likes to go to concerts. Like, what?
Right. That would turn a kid off. And if a daughter found, if her daughter, before we found out she did that, she'd probably be mad at her mom. Yeah, it is.
I was about to say, if I find out my mom did that with someone I was dating, I'd be mortified.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I think it's between us.
I will give Lorelai mom points, though, for making Rory go to the hockey game.
Yes.
She's like, you're not going to stay home. You're not going to wait by the phone and hope this guy calls you. You get your butt out and you go to the hockey game and have fun.
That felt very Lorelai-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That felt like something Lorelai would do. The thing that was interesting about Jess is we all know she doesn't love Jess. So why is she like getting up in his grill but helping him? Right. It's like, wait, what?
Because she doesn't want her daughter to be hurt. It's like he reverted back to when we first met him and he started interacting with Lorelai. It wasn't good. He's reverted back to this kid again.
He's not being the Jess we know with Rory. Because even though Jess always had conflict, let's say, with Lorelai or even Luke, he never hurt Rory. Like, I can't think of one time other than when I think it was her fault that he wanted her and he started dating Shane only because she was still with Dean and she was hurt by that, but he made sense. Like, you're dating Dean. Again, he was so true. So I don't see him being a jerk.
He's acting like he has psychological problems. He's acting like he's bipolar. He's acting like he's got drug problems. He's acting in ways that a mother would not want him anywhere near her daughter.
Yeah, I mean, I like this episode, but as we're talking about it, it's like it does sort of have its flaws. It's kind of funny and light for the parts that were that, but you're right. Like, I am sort of befuddled by Jess. And then I like where Lorelai says, don't compare these two. But why is Rory comparing them? She picked Jess.
Well, it's inevitable. They're in a small town and Dean's in her face all the time by happenstance. And, you know, he's being a great guy. And he's being a great friend. And Jess is being, you know, he's reverting back to some old behavior, which is not fun to watch. And it's hurting that girl.
Yeah. You know?
And it's, Jess has displayed and proven that he is smarter than he's trying to get away with now. Okay? He understands how she feels. He understands his effect on her. He understands all this. So ignoring her over a weekend is either intentional or he's had some kind of an episode that maybe we'll find out about it next episode. But
I think the writers, just to me, this is where it takes you out of it being real, is that they wanted this sort of angstiness over Dean or maybe the missing Dean. And this was the only way they could get us there. Because if Jess is being Jess, the Jess that we're falling for and loving, he's not going to do this, which means she's not going to be jealous of Lindsay.
Right.
The reason she sort of was a little jealous of Lindsay was because Jess wasn't treating her great. Like, even when Dean's like, how's Jess? And she's like, great, but it's BS.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it kind of sets up like this happened the episode where we see Lindsay and like, we're like, oh, okay. And, you know, it was kind of like we're now a little bit more on like Dean's side. Like, okay, it looks like he's moving on maybe.
Yeah.
And then Jess is kind of like losing interest on the other side.
Yeah, or being a jerk.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
The thing I can't remember is when I saw it the first time, did I see it coming with Lindsay? Like, you know, they meet.
Yeah.
Again, you know, they're obviously were friends at high school before she went to Chilton. And she, remember, she's like, well, that was weird, right? And Lane's like, yeah, that was weird. Did you think Lane knew? How did Lane not know that he's dating, that he was dating Lindsay?
Because she goes to school with them?
Yeah, and like it's a small town. Right. Lane would have known. Yeah, and I even thought the way Lane was in that scene that she knew. Watch it again. It was almost like she was hiding something from Rory. But then in the next scene, she says, I didn't know. It's like,
do you think she's also just been like super distracted with the band? Because like sometimes when you're distracted with your own thing, like in the band and...
No way, dude.
No. Hey, it's too small of a town.
Yeah, I went to high school. Are you kidding me?
Not that type of school.
Yeah. If at my high school two people were dating, or even
your
though
best
Rory
friend's
there,
ex-boyfriend,
and
yeah,
they
you
break
know.
Up, right, and right, then he's right. dating a new girl at school that they were clearly friends with.
Yeah.
We would all know. So I'm like,
Yeah.
That's a bone to pick for me.
You know, it felt like the studio gave some notes to this production and said, listen, let's do sort of a kid-centric episode because we need to sort of give a nod to that demo because that's, you know, the CW was a young network. It wasn't, you know, it doesn't skew older. It's under 35.
Right.
It was at that time.
It's older now, but yeah, you're right.
It was really geared toward teens. And that's the audiences they wanted to get. So maybe that had something to do with it.
It almost feels like.
And okay, it put the writers out of their element. It put the writers out of their strength.
Scott, you're going to have to answer this because this is just a weird theory, but I'm not an actor or a director. Mm-hmm. It's almost like they had Kenny Ortega scheduled, right? And then the writers wrote this episode that isn't right for Kenny Ortega. Because think about the Kenny Ortega Thanksgiving, the dance, 24-hour dance-a-thon. So it was almost like Kenny was trying to do his Kenny thing, but that the writing wasn't totally right for it. It feels sort of like,
I get what you're saying.
I think what happens is if you don't. I do think it was right for Kenny because he dealt with all those kids and that's his sweet spot. He does that well. He does big crowds well. He does that. He did the hockey game.
Right.
Everything was great.
Great point.
Really does. I don't think it was a Kenny Ortega issue. I really think it was the studio wanting to appeal to the demo more minutes per episode. It's like we're doing the adult thing too much. Let's do the kid. Let's do the kid thing more.
Okay.
This maybe ratings weren't what they. I mean, ratings were always good for the show, but maybe they were trending down a little bit because things were getting a little too adulty dramatic. Let's do kid dramatic. I mean, these are the kind of broad notes that, studios give. You know, they issue these.
Here's my question: have you ever done an episode of a show? It doesn't have to be Gilmore Girls. Where there was like, it started with a director, right? And then something happened or the director wasn't right and they got rid of him and it was the same script, but a different director and the episode, everything changed. Like, okay, the best example I can give is like when they did Back to the Future, J. Fox was Eric Stoltz. And like, they all were like, Eric Stoltz is a great actor, but he's playing this too dark. He's not pulling off the comedy. It's the same words on the page. They bring in Michael J. Fox and we have like, what I think is like the best movie of all time. Like that's literally my favorite movie ever.
Right.
So could the same be true that like the same words, maybe you could have had your melodrama if it wasn't Kenny Ortega. And I'm not I love Kenny Ortega. I think he's amazing.
I don't think this is a director issue. It's a script issue. It's a script issue.
Okay.
It's not a director issue.
It wasn't.
No.
There
no.
wasn't drama in the script enough.
I don't think. I think the characters were got too far afield from what they had established.
Okay.
And it didn't make any kind of there wasn't any kind of real emotional logic to it. So that's when you sort of disengage from a character, from a narrative, from a storyline, from a show. Mm-hmm. It's like things are feeling off. And let me tell you something. It's very, very difficult to remain consistent. With a show this complex, with this many characters, with this many voices, very difficult to do.
Right, because I wouldn't even call this a dud. It's just sort of out of character. You're right.
Right. I know I'm sounding very negative.
But no, you're not.
But I did enjoy the episode. I mean, the kids' stuff I kind of flagged a little bit, you know. When it's too much Lane, Rory, and Sweetie talk and all this kind of stuff, I kind of check out. But I really thought they did have some good scenes and good scenarios. There was a lot of laughs. I don't want to be so negative about it, but I just think the separating Lorelai and Rory to this degree, I think hurts the show.
I think that's a really interesting point. I think. Because, you know, I'm even just thinking about like the school was teepee. That was funny. I did laugh out loud quite a few times, but I see what you're saying. Okay, wait. So I have a few.
Listen. There are lead characters in series, and then there's Lauren Graham and Gilmore Girls.
Right.
You go away from her, and you don't spend the kind of time that you want to spend with her because she's the conductor of the orchestra.
You know what I really enjoyed was you and Billy talking about that.
Right.
Because he has had such a great experience with her. You've had such a great experience with her. I loved hearing the two of you sort of just talk about how she is an Olympian, essentially.
No question. And if you don't spend enough time with her in an episode, if she's not, and maybe they did it because they were giving Lauren a rest. You know what I mean? It's like
she still had a lot to do in this episode,
but
I see what you're saying. It wasn't the chemistry we're used to either. And look, not for nothing. Right. I'm not blowing smoke up your, you know what, but there wasn't a lot of Lorelai Luke, which we do really, those scenes are that same chemistry.
Even if it's just her getting coffee. Like it's just, it's something so special.
Because I think we only had like the one scene where you were with them briefly and it was really more about you and Taylor. So it was like we didn't get to see.
I think this episode proves that this show cannot be sustained dealing with Kid World all the time for the majority of the show. Cannot sustain it. If that's the show they wanted, If that's the show the CW wanted, then they should have dictated that to Amy and Dan and said, listen, right, you can't have these older characters so much. They're going to be 12, 13, 14 on the call sheet. We want the kids. Just make it about the kids. But they didn't make that show. They made a show about a mother and a daughter and this heavy relationship with the diner owner. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so, right. The show, there is nothing without Lauren Graham with this show.
No.
As amazing as Alexis is, which I do think she's amazing.
No, there's, no, there's
this is Lauren Graham.
You don't have a show without those two. And they've got to be together. They've got to be interacting with me. They've got to be interacting with the parents. And then you get some fun kid stuff too.
Right, right.
That's okay, the core of the show. That's the backbone of the show.
Couple more things. There was the cringiest, most inappropriate line ever in this episode.
Which one?
You know, dude, you guys. It was so when the guys are playing the band. I don't even want to say the line because it made me like, I literally wrote,
ew. Oh, gay. When he said gay.
That didn't age well. 20 years ago, that was not cool.
That did not age well.
No, that was rough. Yeah. There was a funny line though when Dosey's reunion, they like me wonder why he's got so many peas in Shoppy with that soda shop. He's like, why do you have so many peas in there? Like, so that was good. I found underuse of Michelle. I could have used a lot more Michelle. We had that one sort of scene where they're like, are you French? I fought in the war. And it was like,
yeah.
Right. That is the most hackneyed cliche thing. You know, you want to bash World War II veterans because it was like, what? That scene really should have been cut out of the episode, I thought.
Yeah.
It made that veteran look ridiculous, and I think they were trying. What's the angle here?
You know? So again, you might be right. Like, I don't want to criticize John Stevens, the writer.
Can you do a better French joke?
But there was some bad writing in this. Like,
you know, I mean, for God's sake, there's a million other things that you can interact. You know, a patriot or a World War II veteran interacting with Michelle. There's a billion other things you could.
Well, and there was so much comedy you could have had with Michelle with Taylor.
Yeah, and like we know he's French. Like we're on season three. Like we didn't need that joke. Like I feel like we needed more. Like he just seemed. It was just like a filler. It feels.
It was a little funny when Emily said her bitter old biddies, but it was also like really you gotta be so mean to the like grannies, but. I could let that one slide. The Young Chu stuff with the fake dating and him talking to Karen. Was her name Karen? No, what was her name?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Was it Karen? Yeah. It's kind of classic if her name was Karen because she's so like kind of mad. You know, Kirk messing up the hockey. I would have enjoyed that more maybe if some of the other stuff wasn't sort of like so over the top too.
Yeah, it was just an odd episode. You know, once one thing is off, then it sort of throws everything else off. It's like a house of cards.
And what about Miss Patty singing the national anthem with Babette? That was good. But they were good, but then it seemed like the crowd didn't care. I was like, what's going on? I did like how Rory discovered that sports are really about food. And she enjoyed that nachos. Mm-hmm.
I am Rory when it comes to sports. I'm like, oh, I'll go to Dodger games, get some nachos.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
there were some good laughs for sure.
Yeah, like even when Lorelai's like, "Are you serious?"
Right,
Jess was like, "What? Are you serious?" Like that was funny.
I am being serious, and I am serious. That was good.
Lane kind of knowing after they saw Lindsay, like, "Hey, are you okay?" Lane kind of knew, like, ooh, that's a little tough. So that was...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The whole kissing the man thing for Gran was kind of also random, but yet I did laugh at Emily kind of, like, sneaking out and then supposedly hiding in the... everything was funny, but also, like, who cares if she's kissing this old guy in a...
Right, why are you leaving your own house?
Right.
It's your freaking house. That's yours.
Right.
It's like... Go upstairs or go in the kitchen. What are you leaving for? I don't know. None of this made sense to me. A lot of it didn't make sense. The kid stuff kind of saved me.
Yeah, I was befuddled at the end. because I felt like Rory would have been happy that Jess got the concert tickets and they went and had a good time. So the fact that she was so bummed when she got home threw me off. I was like, whoa, what's going on?
To be honest, I can't really, like, watching it back in order like this, I'm like, I can't even remember what happens the next couple episodes after this. Like, diving into, like, the way she reacted. I'm like, what's next? I don't remember.
Well, you know what's kind of weird is maybe, Scott, you could... This sort of felt like a filler episode, or, like, we plunked it in there. I mean, obviously, we're going to have more from Lindsay.
Yes.
But I think Grant... I don't know.
Well, obviously, I think this episode served the purpose of maybe trying to refocus the attention from a different demo on a narrative the studio thinks is going to be far more powerful in terms of selling ads and getting ad dollars in. Let's focus on the kids. Let's do the Dean, Rory, Milo, or Jess, Troika there. And let's spice this up a little bit with the kids, you know? And let's see if we can get better ad dollars or something like that. You know what I mean? And let's see how this episode is received, and let's see if the critics mention it, see what happens with our buyers and that kind of thing. I really think that it was a business move, you know, to really try to
I'm not going to lie, peeked ahead a little bit. And there's a very big adult storyline coming next week.
Well,
I peeked ahead too. So.
Did you?
Last night, and I was like, I really want to watch two episodes tonight, but I stopped myself like a couple minutes in.
maybe in the writer's room they were given this dictate from the studio, and they just were kind of like, Jesus, what do we do now?
Well, and next they had week one is written going yeah, next yeah. week's written by Amy, so we know that it's going to be
right
a home run.
And it's called The Big One. That's the title. Right.
So
I don't want to harp on the writing, even though.
Well, there was some cringy writing in there.
I don't know if you want to necessarily blame the writer or the writing, because he may have been facing some impossible tasks.
There was some funny stuff. I mean, I did laugh out loud, and I enjoyed myself watching it. It's not like I'm ever it's like comparing, you know, 5-star restaurants. Like, it's always a 5-star, but some are just slight, maybe just get a slightly better
4.8.
Right.
Well, really, you don't think this was like, well, the 5-star, the Michelin star restaurant's closed, let's go get a hot dog on the corner?
No, I do not. Do you? I do not. I wasn't at like Arby's.
I think for me, like, this episode, if it were just like, if I was going through the channels on TV and it was on and I just want to watch one and I haven't watched Gilmore Girls in a while, it's like a filler. Like you said, it's like a filler. Mm-hmm. It's just entertaining. But watching it in order, like comparing it week after week, we're like,
Yeah, you know, that's a great point. God, that's so. Yeah. And I know we have to go in a second, but that's such a great point. Mm-hmm. The way we're watching it is different. Like, so do you guys ever you're on USA Network and literally SVU is on
every week
constantly. I always enjoy it, but I don't know if I went to the very beginning of Law and Order SVU and started watching it in order, if each episode would, you know, there is something about watching them in order, but there's also
I've never seen that show. Never seen a single episode.
I've seen every episode.
I've never seen it in order. I just like turn it on while I work.
Never,
and it's on.
Never had any interest in watching the show.
Oh, well, I don't think you would like it, because you don't like, well, I mean, you were in Saw, but you don't really like murder and like SVU.
I'm fine with murder. That's one of
then you would love it. I love. I love trying to figure out what's going on. Criminal Minds. I love that crap.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Okay, so Scott, we do have something exciting. You are doing, so Scott, there's these awesome, which people listening know, these Gilmore conventions. Like, I don't know what to call them, but you're doing an amazing one and we're actually going to be at it live. So yeah. We wanted to give people a bit more information because this is the first time we're going to be there live.
You're going to go?
Tara's going.
I'm going.
I don't fly, okay. So I can't get there, but Tara's going. And so we're going to do a special episode from there. So we wanted to have like the person who's putting on the convention come on to tell us a little bit more about it so we can get everybody pumped up, whether they can go in person or they're going to be able to listen to the podcast. And it's a pretty much a summer fest of Gilmore hotties. Can I say that?
Say anything you want. It's free country. It's still free. You're still allowed to say things.
Will you guys bring in Lainey? So this is the person putting on the, what's it called again?
Epics and Chill.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Fan event.
I'm actually hosting all the panels at the event.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah. So tell us about it. Right. Tell us everything.
So it's called Epics and Chill. It's at the Omar Shrine Auditorium in the Charleston, South Carolina area. It's August 19th through the 21st. We're going to have 6 members of the cast of Gilmore Girls.
That's just epic.
I know. And this is Matt Zirkery's and Greg Henry's first convention. And
so that's Logan. And then that's Mr. Huntsberger. So correct. It's Logan and his dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can get the father and son photo. And then I know.
Oh, my God. I actually wish I was going.
And then Scott's going to be there and he's doing a special coffee meet and greet. Actually, the coffee meet and greet sold out, but there's a town hall meet.
Oh, congratulations, Scott.
it's a coffee date meet and greet. That's already sold out, but there's a town hall meet and greet that's everyone but Matt, and that's including Scott. And that's
That's so genius. Who thought of calling it a town hall?
They did. The convention did, yeah.
Oh my God, that's so genius.
It's John Cabrera, Sean Gunn, Scott Patterson, obviously, and Yannick Truesdale.
If you have Scott and you have Michelle, you got it. That's all you need. Wait, are there still hotel rooms? Like if people want to go, where can they go to find out more information for people listening?
So there are still hotel rooms. And just really quickly, if you also are fans of Gossip Girl, Teen Wolf, we have Shane West, Brian Greenberg, Tyler Posey from Teen Wolf is doing a concert on Saturday night. And we just announced Taylor Lautner, who's hasn't done anything.
Wow.
Since 2011.
Wow. I'm good friends with Taylor. He never does this kind of thing.
He does not. Right. He's actually never done a convention in this way. Like he's done a couple panels in 2011. He's never come and done like the photos auto. So this is his first really real convention experience. Wow. So
Scott, that ties it together for you because you just talked Twilight with Billy Burke last week.
Look, this is going to be a huge convention. There are so many like really popular shows represented. Like she said, Teen Wolf, Gossip Girl, all kinds of people are going to be there. I've never seen a lineup like this at a convention before.
That's so cool.
It's like a CW extravaganza.
Yeah, I was going to say. What town again?
So it's the Charleston, South Carolina area. The venue is technically in Mount Pleasant, but that's like basically a suburb of Charleston.
But Charleston, that's like cool. Tara's going. Tara, are you getting pumped?
Oh my God, I'm so excited. We just booked my flight.
We just booked your hotel. Yeah. I saw it on my credit card.
And I'll give you guys, we're about to announce one of our, not our last guest, but one of our final guests, and it's Chase Crawford, who is in Gossip Girl and also The Boys.
I did a convention with Chase in New York Comic-Con.
Oh my God, wait. Yeah. So this is just like Hottie Central girls. I would do a total girls weekend.
We have a lot of people doing that. It's definitely a total girls weekend for sure.
Tara, you're gonna need to FaceTime us like a lot.
when I'm not with Scott working, I'm probably gonna be off to another panel.
Scott's gonna be like, "Where is Tara?"
So you guys, Scott does these, but this is the first time we're gonna be doing the podcast from the convention.
Right.
So.
Right.
That's going to be awesome. I can't wait till you guys all see.
August, what is it? August 2021?
August 19th through the 21st. Charleston, South Carolina. The website is, this is a pretty epic convention, wouldn't you say? So it's epiccons.com. So EPICCONS.com.
And we'll put it on our Instagram and in the show write-up. Tara, will you make sure we put it in the show write-up so people have the info? Oh, I love me some Matt Zuckery so much. You know, I'm Team Logan.
His very first convention ever. So
get an RV. Amy, get an RV.
No, I'd have to leave now to get
pick
there.
Up Danielle, okay. Pick up Danielle on
Could
the way.
Could you imagine? Come on down there.
Get the Easton. Get the whole gang.
I know. Tara got the prize on this one.
I really did.
Oh, my God.
Did you guys pull straws on who got to come or?
I think it was a battle definitely between Tara and Easton, and then Tara won somehow.
Congratulations. I'll high five.
We might have to send someone. This is pretty epic. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I know. Absolutely. This is a big one.
Because we need someone to hold the phone, Tara, to take all the photos with you with all the.
True.
If you guys do not send me a photo of you with Matt Zuckery, like literally, I'm going to be mad.
We're gonna have to get in line and wait our turn to get a photo with them.
Me and Scott in line for Matt.
I'm afraid of him. If I go up to him in the green room and say, "Look, Mr. Zuckery, do you remember me? We worked on Gilmore Girls. Could I get a photo with you?" And said, "Listen, Scott, I'm trying to eat. Can you get the hell away from me?"
Scott, you have to do that. You have to wait in line to get like, oh my God, I need the video. I need the
I'm going to document that. The whole
Everyone told
weekend.
Me I'm not supposed to call it the Instagram. I need it for Instagram.
Oh my God. And just flip out when I get there.
So we'll put all the info. This is amazing. So we'll put the info.
The Friday night event is karaoke with several of the celebrities, including John Cabrera. So you can come sing karaoke with John Cabrera on Friday night.
What?
Hang out. I mean, these are things you can't do other places. So.
Oh, my God. Wait, right. And Charleston's kind of cool. What is it hot there? What do people wear?
It's a beach town. So I think, and it's August. So definitely bring your beach wear.
Oh, my God. I love it. Tara, I'm so jealous.
I'm excited. This might be my favorite work trip I'll ever do.
Yeah. Okay, well, so incredibly excited to have you, Scott. I just wanted to let you know, and I can't.
Thanks.
I'm looking forward to our panel. So.
It'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun. Are we doing a panel just you and me, or is it you and me and all the guys?
It'll be me and you and all the guys, except it's everyone. So we're going to have to actually figure that out. So Sean Gunn was originally going to be there both days, but this guy named James Gunn has messed up the schedule a little bit.
He's got a movie going on.
Sean's only going to be there on Sunday, and Matt's only there on Saturday because of Matt's filming schedule. So we originally had a panel of all together, but we're going to probably do something on Saturday with Matt and then something on Sunday with Sean. So we're actually, that just kind of came through the pipeline. So we're figuring that out, but.
Gotcha. Well, my production cleared me. No problem. I don't know what their problems are.
Oh, I will say though, but right before Matt does take back off to go back to filming on Sunday morning, we are going to be able to do that amazing group shot of all six of you together though.
Right,
Matt's
coming in
for that before he leaves for the airport. So
I love that. Matt. Still gonna happen. That's why Matt's awesome.
Yeah. Maybe I can meet him there.
Well, no, you'll be there. You'll be there on Saturday with him too.
I hope you get your moment with Matt Zuma.
I want to get a moment. I want a moment.
Oh my God, I need it.
I don't know who gets to the hotel first, but I feel like, you know, you guys should have like this moment.
First of all, can you see Scott just creeping on Matt's room? He's all
I'll be too nervous. And if the elevator opens up and he's in it, I'll back the hell out. I'll be fair. I'm sorry. You take the elevator.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Tara, I'm jealous. Yeah. You're gonna have. You'll a blast.
Be
there.
I'll be texting you the whole
time.
Well,
obviously, you're gonna FaceTime me.
Yeah, I'll just FaceTime you.
Why don't you take one of the yachts? Start now.
True, I know. Well, when we do the podcast, I'll get to be on the Zoom, so I'll get to to be on the Zoom. I'll see everybody through this.
Wait a minute. We're gonna do the podcast from the panel?
Yeah, Lainey. No, we're gonna do it kind of like backstage. Lainey's figuring it all out.
Oh, I got you. All right, and then we'll have special guests. Oh, that'll be.
Though we could, like during the group photo op with everyone, we could hold up a FaceTime of you, Danielle, and then you could have a group photo with the FaceTime.
It's going to be it'll definitely be a convention specific episode. I don't know if we're going to be able to watch a Gilmore episode and analyze it.
No,
like
we'll
we
make it.
Do.
We'll do a special.
It's a whole special.
Exactly. We'll make it a special.
It'll be a whole different thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
Thank you so much for having
me. You.
And I look forward to seeing you both at the convention and you on FaceTime.
can't wait to meet you, Lainey. And thanks for all the help. It's a lot to do and you're doing a great job. So we're going to have a lot of fun.
Thank you so much. I'll see you guys soon.
All right. Take care. So, bye. Yeah, see everybody August 2021. In Charleston, right outside of Charleston, at the Epics and Chill Convention, fan convention in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, which is right outside of Charleston. Man, that's going to be a great city, great time. Boy, this is going to be really something. Tara, better get your sleep.
Excited.
Better log those snooze hours.
Will this be the first time that we ever do a podcast in person together? Like everyone?
Oh, yeah. This will be the first time that you guys are meeting in person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amy, you're the only one I've been in a room with and met personally.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's weird, right?
It's so weird because when you guys see each other, you will forget that because it's like we're all together all the time.
Right.
Wait, Scott, are you really tall?
I mean, I'm like 6'1".
Okay. I'm really short. So I'm always like, heads up. I'm shorter than you think.
Are you, Tara? How tall are you?
I'm 5'1".
5'1".
All right.
Oh, my God. Scott's going to be a foot taller than you.
There you go. Huh? What
I'll
a
never
combo.
Forget. Someone else we work with, they're like, after a year with you on Zoom, I didn't realize how short you were.
Oh, my God. I'm immediately Googling how tall is Matt Zuckery.
Yeah, compare my height with.
He's like 5'8", 5'9".
Oh, and but Mr. Huntsberger seems tall. Yeah, it says Matt is 5'9".
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think
Mr. Huntsberger is like tall.
He's like 5'11". Greg,
so
Henry,
that means I need to get 5'10", a photo 5'11". With them, Amy, so we can see
obviously,
the height difference.
That's your Christmas card. Hello,
right?
Oh yeah,
you're
oh,
like yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Let me tell you something. It's going down this summer.
Oh my God.
Charlestown.
Yeah. If I were listening and I could figure out a way to get there, I would do it, ladies.
Yeah. Why don't you just get on a plane, take a pill, knock yourself out, get on a plane. Come on.
I haven't been on a plane since 1997 or something.
Did something happen? Did you get an incident on a plane?
I just have issues and I feel like I'm going to die every time I'm in there. It's claustrophobia.
The RV idea.
I don't go on elevators either.
The RV isn't a bad idea, though.
RV is a great way to travel. I've done
me,
it.
You, Danielle, across the country.
That is like, you know, it's like you're going on tour, man. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
All right. Next week, what's the episode?
I think it's called The Big One, episode 16, season 3. Wow.
See you then.
All right. So this is all one episode we've just done? Mm-hmm. Jesus, this thing
it's
lasts
not that
forever.
Long. It's really just over an hour. It's
this
actually,
one was an hour and 9 minutes.
Yeah. You just enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, so tune in if you want to hear me complain for an hour and 9 minutes. That'll really lift your really put a little zippity in your Judah.
The promo. Can we please get a special promo? This is Scott Patterson from the I'm All In podcast. If you want to hear me complain about your favorite show for an hour and 9 minutes, this week's for you.
It's an honest to God bitch fest with your favorite host. How much did we hate this episode? But then we would, you know, we would qualify by saying, no, but we really enjoyed it and there were a lot of laughs. Yeah,
wait, first of all, that's the funniest part is we're always like, it's not our favorite, but we loved it, but we didn't love it, but we did love it, but we hated it. What was it with the writing?
True.
What? We loved
it's
the writing.
True. But listen, if I just came home from work, right? I'm tired, my feet hurt, my back hurts. You know, I got to take a piss. I need some food, right? And this episode came on, it would make me laugh and it would improve my day. It would I would enjoy the heck out of
totally
it.
Agree.
I really would.
Totally.
I really really I totally would.
Agree. Right. It's only like Tar said, when you're comparing it to everything
right,
else.
Because we're spoiled. We're so spoiled.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're tough.
Bye-bye.
All right. Enjoy your week, everybody.
Everybody, and don't forget, follow us on Instagram at I Am All In Podcast and email us at gilmore@iheartradio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, scottyp.com, scottyp.com, scottyp.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.